Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We are going to go back to a book that we have gone through before at the God School. Perhaps Paul's greatest philosophical statements about real Christianity, about God's eternal purposes and his wonderful promises, to which God is faithful. My hope is those who hear this message have ears to hear, and that God has given understanding, that their faith may not only be strengthened, but increased. Paul opens his letter saying, "Paul, an apostle," that is, a sent one of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. You know, when Jesus tells us in Matthew 6 how to pray, we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." An apostle, a sent one of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That's a mouthful right there, folks. To the saints. The tradition has it, you know, one is sainted after they're dead. No. Hagios is the word, and it simply means those who are committed to God, having heard the word, and are living by faith, not by sight. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus. This is a letter not just to the Ephesians, but to the church, that is, the Lord's people, to the church per se. If you have come to the understanding that you belong to the Lord, that which is the meaning of that word church, hear what God has to say. Paul goes on and he says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Grace, unmerited favor. Charis in the Greek, unmerited favor. Let it sink in God is doing this. God is saving. Salvation is a work of God. You know, we're going through demonic times. And when I listen to the news, which is getting more rare, you know, I heard one news network brought on a so-called preacher the other day attempting to explain these mass shootings, particularly that which took place in Uvalde, Texas. And the guy was trying to say this and that and the other thing. Let me make a statement, folks. Perdition, sin, is of ourselves. Salvation is of God. Grace, unmerited favor, and peace. I love this word in the Greek. Peace. We have an understanding of the definition of this word. It means cessation of againstness. But in the Greek, the word is eirene, and it means set together again. Where God is saying, we, by His grace, through Jesus Christ, has set us together again with Him. Look, I was taught by a PhD in philosophy. And a basic of philosophy is defining the words that effective communication may be had. Eirene, peace from God, set together again, cessation of againstness. Third verse says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. Let's go a little deeper. This, contrary to the translation of the King James, and probably 99% of all other English translations, the word here is a name of God. Eulogia, the good speaking God. Scripture says, there is no controversy. The lesser is blessed by the greater. The lesser doesn't bless the greater. The greater blesses the lesser. The greater is God, who blesses us, the lesser. He blessed us with all spiritual blessings. We don't necessarily see with eyes For we walk by faith, not by sight. Spiritual blessings. Oh, that we would continue to understand the eternal Word of God. Jesus said that His Word shall be forever. I'm taking my time. I'm trying to gather this word, that it might be effectual in the life of those who belong to the Lord. You know, just and in these 20 plus years at the Bible Museum, I've met an awful lot of these people who come in and testify, you know, I've read through the Bible twice. I've read through the Bible four times. I've read through the Bible every year. Man, I can't get through a verse of Scripture sometimes for a week, attempting, and by grace, through His Spirit, to understand, have some understanding. I don't understand it all, but have some understanding of this which we call the Bible, of this which we call God's Word. And God has given this Word, and He has preserved this Word in spite of all man's attempts to change, and the devil's, to change this Word. But the Word of our God shall stand forever. The good speaking God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, in Christ. In these first two chapters of that which is called the Epistle to the Ephesians, there are over 80 references to God and His actions. The good speaking God. God, do I hate religion. Who, wherein people have been taught to fear God rather than trust Him, rather than grab hold of His promises, which is the definition of faith. Now, we're getting into some deep water territory here as we get into this fourth verse. According as he has chosen us in him. Now, you know, those who read through the Bible, Again, to effectively communicate, one has to define the meaning of the words. According as he has, the Greek, exelexito, as he has chosen. Many of you who have been faithful to this ministry have heard this over and over. Hear it again. Let it sink in. Understand. Exelexito, it is a root in the Greek. It has a prefix and it has a suffix. The prefix ek means already done in the past. Leg or log, exologitos. It means to speak, or it means to choose by speaking. Eulogia, the good speaking God, has already in the past chosen by speaking, and the suffix in the word tells us that this word in the Greek is in the middle voice. The middle voice tells us the purpose of the action being chosen, already done, for himself. God didn't choose me, and he did not choose you for our goodness, for our faithfulness, for our righteousness, for anything of ours. He chose us for himself. In him, that, who's the him? In Christ Jesus. Before the foundation of the world. Before anything ever was, God made this choice, and he made it for himself. That we, listen, might be holy, hagios, dedicated, consecrated to him, given over to him. And without blame before him. I love the verse in the third chapter of Zechariah, where Joshua, the high priest, is there before God, and Satan is there. accusing him. And the statement is made, isn't this a brand plucked out of the fire? Picture is filthy garments. The picture is one to be blamed. And the response of God to the accuser of the brethren is put on the holy garments. God chose us for himself in Christ, his perfect Son. And God sees us in Christ without blame. And he did it in love, agapao. God was not willing to live without the object of his affection. Selah, think on that. With all spiritual blessings, Christianity tells us that for faith, God gives us his Holy Spirit, and we become a dual creation, the old man who can be blamed, and the new man who is without blame before God in love. Now, Paul's going to go on to explain this. According as he has chosen us out from among those he did not choose for himself in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, that is God, according to the good pleasure of his will. Of God is putting himself on display here, folks. And he's doing it according to the pleasure of his will. Now, you know, I don't want to get into all the different philosophical takes contained in this 2,000-year history of the Christian church. But this word predestination, it doesn't mean that, you know, God knew or predestinated that I, on this day, at this time, would be delivering this message to his people, but it means that God has determined that we are of his family by adoption, by Jesus Christ unto himself, according to the good pleasure of the good speaking God, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, unmerited favor. God is doing this, folks, wherein he has made us accepted in the blood. In Jesus Christ, his beloved Son. How did he do this? In whom? His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption. That word means full price paid for something that was lost. And the book of Ruth teaches us of the kinsman redeemer. God's word tells us that in order to redeem that which was lost, one had to be near of kin. This is the message of the birth of Christ. He had to be born of flesh and blood, that he might be kin to us, in whom we have the full price paid through his blood. Blood! There's a lot of blood in the Old Testament. The emphasis in the New is the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all our sins. Now, the book of Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the soul is in the blood. When we come across this phrase, through his blood or the blood of Jesus Christ, we're talking about the life of Jesus, the perfect life of Jesus, which was offered for our redemption. Even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his unmerited favor. Now, those of you on shortwave radio, I've said this over and over, don't know that any of you have God's ear or have received from God an ear to hear. But it's about time you responded to the message of God through this voice. You can find it at thegodschool.com. And if God has given you an ear, you have a responsibility to respond. I'm not asking you for anything of yours except that you have heard this voice speaking the Word of God, speaking the Word of the good speaking God, and it's about time you step up and respond. But we're continuing on. In whom the full price was paid through the life of Christ, even to the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his unmerited favor, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Church, God thought this out, and he did it with all wisdom and all prudence. He knows what he's doing. I can't speak for any of you, but circumstances in this life, in my life, have time to time caused me to question, God, do you really know what you're doing? Yes, he does. The Spirit responds, words from God, yes, I do. And yes, I will do what I have said. Praise and glory of his unmerited favor, having made known unto us the mystery, that's one that has to be figured out. It's not readily apparent. The mystery of his will, of the good pleasure of his will, having made known, that's my job. I'm trying to communicate the Word of God we might know the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. God's doing this for himself. And it's pleasure to him. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him, that is, even in Christ, in whom Christ also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Church, before anything was, God, this word declares chose us out from among. That means Christianity is an elite position, a privileged position, a beneficiary of God's own will, of His good pleasure. It's spiritual. It is that new creation in Christ Jesus, which comes by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and we're going to continue in this word of God that His church might hear and not only be strengthened, but as we said before, have their faith increased and perhaps next time we'll talk of that increase of faith, not only in God, but of God. But for now, that this has been the God School.